Alright. I don't know if it's like a requirement on the resume for you to be a douchebag when you're a door-to-door salesman.
You can't be a douchebag being a door-to-door salesman.
This guy was, I guess...
You either gotta be a con man or really good at talking.
This guy was... He was like a hipster douchebag. Right? Like, I just see... I'm standing outside the place and I just see two dudes. One's got an umbrella. One don't. White dude, black dude. Not that that matters, but for fucking... We're painting a picture here. Right? Skinny white guy. Looks like he's had a bit of a pass, but he pulled himself together. He's doing this to just make money. And the other dude with him is apparently a trainee. But that guy is built like he's ready to go fucking kill somebody. You know, but either way, so they're coming up around the sidewalk in front of me. And this guy, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. He starts yelling shit to me in Spanish. You're white, motherfucker. I'm white, motherfucker. What makes you think, looking at my face, says speak Spanish to me? Nothing, bro. If I opened my mouth and spoke Spanish, that would be like the shock of the century. You're lucky I speak English, motherfucker. Do you speak English, motherfucker? Do you speak it? So this guy is yelling at me in Spanish, and I'm saying to myself, there's no way this fucking guy's yelling at me in Spanish. That don't make no sense. Why would a Spanish guy be... Now I'm thinking he's not a white guy, he's a Spanish dude. And I was saying to myself, what the fuck does this Spanish guy and this white guy... black dude wanting with my fucking life. So he comes around, he's like, what do you say, como estas, or some shit like that. And then he says some other bullshit greeting in Spanish that I've heard 1,000 fucking times. And I was like, yo, that's annoying. So then he comes walking over, and he points to the jersey. He's like, who you got on? Hughes? He plays on the team now. Does this jersey look like it was bought yesterday, bitch? There's fucking 10-year-old stains on this motherfucker. And no, I don't care. I'll wear it anyway. This is the only article of clothing that I will wear.
10 years, no.
Older. I mean, I'm saying.
You've had that since you and Jim started dating, yes?
My brother got me this. I don't know. On my Facebook memories the other day, it said I posted this 10 years ago.
Okay.
That PJ got it for me for Christmas.
Oh, one with Stella sleeping on your back?
Yep. And I fucking wore this
shit.
Now
you're the only person she'll do that to.
That's because that's my...
Jennifer says that she's like, acts like she's gonna come and walks on Jen's back and then walks away.
Yep. She won't... I don't know why Jen has been obsessed with her to do that her whole life, and she will not do it, but she'll lay on my back. I don't get it. But that's because that's my cat. You know, she can have whoever she wants in and out of there. That cat don't trust them people. She knew when I was there, you always had a clean place to shit. You always had food. You always had water. Always.
No glass.
No glass.
Hold the glass.
Yeah, hold the glass, please.
Yeah, on occasion, some ice cubes.
Yep. Ice cubes and...
Ice cubes and some.
Sometimes if I'm really nice, if I feel really in a good mood, I'll give her some ice...
I'll give her my chicken.
I'll give her some ice cream. Well, the chicken...
You can't do that.
Nah, yeah, you can. It has to be the fucking lactose ones, but you could do it. Because they can't have milk. That's a common misconception about cats. I don't know if you know that. The cats are, ironically, despite what Tom and Jerry have to say, they're not allowed to have milk. And when we got her, well, Jen had lactate milk already because she's lactose intolerant. We were going to give her some, but Jen was like, well, wait a minute. I don't think they can have milk. I'm like, bro, every fucking cartoon ever, cats drink milk. So they do. So we go to the pet store, and guy is like, yeah, definitely don't give her milk. I'm like, oh shit. But if you got lactose, you can give her that. Well, we got that. Well, yeah, then don't buy the... They have boxes of kitten milk in there for like $20. And guys, like, what's in your refrigerator is the same shit that's in that box. Just people don't know that. Go home, give her that, you're fine. And then she graduates.
Tell people what you got.
No, not yet. We'll get to that. So anyway, this dude fucking walks over to me and starts asking me about Jack Hughes, right? Now look, I know a couple of guys on the teams that I like. That's it. I'm not a fucking name guy. I'm not the name guy.
He's a face guy.
I'm a face guy, yeah. But you know what's fucked up is I couldn't pick Jack Hughes out of a fucking lineup. These guys that play hockey, it's a different sport, bro. I don't watch them. I'm busy watching where the puck is going. So I don't even know what the fuck they look like. But I know their names. But I say to the dude, like, no, this ain't Hughes. You can look at the back. I can't say the guy's fucking name right. Number 26, man. Stanley Cup. Winner, fucking 2003, suck a dick, Rangers fans, all of you cunts. And you motherfuckers in Carolina, too. I don't know which one, so I'll just throw it on both of you. Wherever the Carolina Hurricanes are from, hope you enjoyed that L last night that we gave to you motherfuckers in a shutout. 3-0. Fuck you. Ah, man. Whoever runs the Devils social media again today, they won life. Again today. It's a picture of the NHL standings, and they just scribbled out the Hurricanes because they're number one, and then put New Jersey Devils underneath the script, and then put Carolina underneath that, and went, no, that's better. Like, some shit like that, like, I love it. Those people are great. But anyway, I'm like, no, this dude. And he's like, oh. Now, I don't even realize why this guy is standing here talking to me, because I'm waiting for somebody. I had to be outside anyway, right? So I'm smoking a cigarette, and this guy is just going on and on. And he asked me about some player. And I feel bad, because I don't remember the fucking guy's name. But this is why I'm telling this story. Woke asshole, right, goes, hey, what's the deal with blah, 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 whatever his name is? And I go, who? And he goes, come on, man, you know what I'm talking about. It's the only fucking black guy on the team. And I'm like, I don't fucking know that, man. Great, it guy's black, white, Spanish, but I don't fucking know. I seen a dude for 2 seconds on an Instagram video. I didn't know it was a black dude. I figured it was a Spanish Canadian or some shit. I don't know what the hell's going on in the NHL. I don't know what's going on in the NHL, man. Right?
My mom was Spanish, my dad was Canadian.
Hey.
Right, I'm sorry, Canada. I'm
sorry. Oh, Canada. I don't know the rest of the song. But, so, I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. I mean, I seen that guy. He's not on any of... I don't think the man that he was talking about is... I don't know if he's on the team. He might be injured, because there's a bunch of cats that are injured that are out on minor injuries right now. But...
It don't taste like pineapple,
Chris. Ew. Ew. It's perfumey, kind of.
I don't know. No. I don't know what it is.
Hold on. I can't judge it off the first pull. That's not fair. Oh, never mind. All right, it comes off perfumey at first, but it is definitely fruity. Definitely fruity. Smells not pineapple. Does it smell fruity?
Smells fruity.
Oh, I love that, dude. I love fruity shit. I love fruity shit, ironically, and I'm not gay at all.
Fruity shit. I love cakey shit. Let them have cake!
I'm a sucker for
Yes, Cliff!
I'm a sucker for some tropical shit.
I really want some divorce cake.
You know what? Yeah, all right.
It's due time for some divorce cake.
Quick sidebar. R.I.P. to the Stoner Club, I guess. These motherfuckers beat me and then dipped, bro. That's dirty. You didn't have to beat me before you left. You could have just packed your fucking bags. I've been like, yo, we don't have enough to fill your shit, so we'll just charge you for what we're going to give you instead of charging me full price. That's dirty.
No, nothing.
I got people, I swear to God, I got people on Facebook hitting me up like, yo, what's up with the Stoner Club, man? Are you still getting shit from them or what? So, I mean, That's cool. I don't think the guy that runs Stoner Club probably appreciated that my podcast is synonymous with his brand. But, hey, man. Everybody got to smoke. So, anyway. I go, dude, I don't know, right, what the deal is with that guy.
Yeah.
I hope he's on the fucking team, dude. And if he's not, that sucks. But, you know, hey, asshole. He's not the only black dude in the NHL. I have not looked at the entire league, but I guarantee you there's got to be more than one black dude in the league. There has to be. There has to be.
Maybe he was talking about on the team.
Yeah, maybe on the team, yeah. He's like, is that guy still on? I don't know. I don't know names, bro. I know Jack Hughes is doing big things right now. Severson and Mercer. Severson, Mercer, and fucking Hughes, but I think they're a line. Like, that's, those are the guys. And then, Schmid, but he's a goalie. Vanacek's a goalie.
I like my hair. Makes me look more tan.
There's a bunch of guys, you know, Dougie Ball, Hamilton.
The blonde Eddie.
Kevin Ball, I hear a bunch. Oh, shit.
Don't die.
Ooh.
I saw you die at Nestle, but you hit that shadow.
Yo, oh my God. I didn't think she added some kind of add-on.
Yo, Spencer called me, and he's like, oh, where are you? I'm like, oh, we're at Nessa's. I'm like, wait. And then Mommy's like, Nessa's. And I'm like, wait. I'm home.
Yeah.
Kevin's at Nessa's.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Mm.
But I guess there's a don't do drugs.
Yeah.
He's like, oh. Yeah. What'd you go over there for?
Like, nothing.
To get weed.
Yep.
I told him straight up.
Yep. That's why I went in the area to get weed, and I thought to myself, you know, if I lived nearby and I was a buddy of mine and I was picking up weed, I would think it would be cool if I, you know, stop by and smoke. But I didn't want to. This is what I did. It's kind of a dick move, what I did. I took an Uber out to this girl's house. I knew she wasn't home. I took an Uber out to her house, right? And I had to go to a place to do the thing that I had to do. So, you know. Right? And while I'm waiting outside, you know, her man comes outside to throw out garbage. He's like, oh, shit. What's up, man? I didn't know you were here. I'm like, I know. He goes, did you ring the bell? Nope. And he's like, oh, shit. Okay. What are you, like, you know, you can come up if you want. I'm like, all right, man. Like, you know, I'm doing something, but, I mean, you know. I don't know. I felt weird. Like, I didn't want to just drop. I was just dropping my bag off in front of the house and just going real quick, right? Because I figured nobody's gonna fucking steal it. And nothing in it anyway. But, you know, yeah. But I was like, let me not. Because even if I didn't think anybody was home. But I figured if he was there, probably wants time to himself. You don't want me dropping in on him. So I figured I'll wait outside. Fuck it. A little rain, I'm not gonna melt. Now, with the amount I would have had to do, would have been ridiculous.
I forgot you took the Uber there, so then Vanessa called me. She was like, yeah, Kevin's already at my house. I'm like, damn, he got off the bus pretty fast.
Yep.
Then I was like, oh, wait a minute. No, he bust him back. Took an Uber down.
And I just found out that where I caught the bus to, where I got off the bus to get here, across the way, there's one I can get there. So now I know that there is, because sometimes there's only one way.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, out by fucking, the other spot I was at only has to go out to Thomas River. They don't have anything that goes in deeper, really. And you know what sucks is they don't, the bus routes go everywhere but this fucking road, man. Everywhere but this road, but that's all right. I found a fucking great pizzeria, though. I'm yelling 1,000%. That's going to be my new thing.
Better hide that menu from Quantanito.
Yeah, I know. Well, now I know what it's called. I know where the place is at. And I looked at the most important prices already, so I know what it is. It's like 22 for a Sicilian, like 18 for a large, and it's like 12, 13 subs around there. So, I mean, I don't know. The pizza was really good. I walked in there, and I'm like, I have no idea what this place is going to cost, right? I was thinking on the way back when I was on the bus, like, I'm fucking starving, you know? I was going to get Burger King and then jump on the bus, but by the time we got to fucking Lakewood, I was like, yo, I'm not going to have enough time. And then on the way back, I was like, oh shit, there's a pizza spot out there. I think I thought I remember seeing one. I was like, what are the chances, right? So I go, what's it going to hurt if I just walk over there? So I called you when I was walking over to make sure. And it's in there. And I'm really glad that I went in there. Because I walk in this place, dude. Oh, there's fucking 8 cops. This place is a window with the tables, like, right in the window. 8 fucking cops are sitting down eating, like, half of them are from the township and the other half are state patrolees. I was like, oh, shit. Well, like, if these motherfuckers are in here, this place must be good. Because they're not going to eat at a dog shit establishment, no fucking way. Bro, when you could die every day on your job, you're going somewhere good for your lunch break, bro.
Probably my last ditto.
Don't, if you notice, the only thing cops go into Wawa for is donuts and coffee. They don't eat subs in there. There's a reason for that. They're spending their money in better play. They're hitting Jersey Mike's, which I didn't even know there was a Jersey Mike's out here.
Jersey Mike's, Stoppin' Bob and Jersey Mike's up there.
I forgot that there was one by Stoppin' Bob. Shit, that place is good, too.
Right next door to the Chinese place.
Some of their shit is good. I don't like a lot of Duman's cold cuts, though. But, man, so anyway, yo, this dude is rapping my fucking ear off. Because now, you know, he's like, we've gotten past the fact that I'm not woke, I guess. And now, like, because the dude that's with you is black, you have to automatically, like, throw out the one black NHL player on the fucking team. Like, that's super corny, bro. It's super corny, but whatever. You know, so the dude is just talking to me. And then I get a call. Right, so I take it, and you would think that the dude would walk away and be like, all right, we had our small interaction or whatever, now I'm gonna just walk away. No, motherfucker stands there, waits for me to get up off the phone, and he jumps back into conversation again. Like, the second I pull the phone away from my ear, this motherfucker starts talking to me. And I'm like, bro, in my head I'm thinking, like, dude, what the fuck do you want from my life? And then I start to examine him. And I noticed that he's got a fucking green Verizon vest on. This motherfucker's trying to sell internet. That's why he's talking to me, because he thinks I live here. He's like, so which apartment do you live in? And I'm like, I don't live here. And he went, his face dropped for a second. And he was like, what the fuck could you be doing out here? I should have been like, I'm planning to kill somebody. You know, just fuck him up. But, you know, that's how you go to jail. So we don't do that. Can't make them kind of jokes. But I was like, yeah, I know somebody that lives here. And he was like, oh, really? Would that person be interested in Verizon Wi-Fi? I said, honestly, I have no idea. That ain't my business, man. And then, thank God, my first maneuver was, right, like, this guy won't shut the fuck up. What can I do to get this guy out of my fucking face right now? And I opened my cigarette pack. Because I was about done with it, and I was like, I have 2 options. I can go inside, or I can figure out how to... Because if I go inside, this motherfucker's going to be like, well, I'll wait for the person that lives here to come home. So I gotta get rid of this fucking guy. So what am I gonna do? I go with my cigarette pack. I like that. So I rolled the joint before I left. I haven't smoked it yet because I didn't have time before I jumped in the Uber. So I pulled the joint out, and he looks at me and he goes, he was in the middle of saying something fucking ridiculous I wasn't paying attention to. So I pull it out of my cigarette pack, and by the time I put it to my face, he stops in the middle of talking. He's like, "That's not, you're not, that is a, I'm like, a joint?" He went, "Yeah." I went, "Yeah." He went, "No, it's not." I'm like, "Yeah, man. What's the problem? Weed is legal. Where's the issue?" And he paused for a second, but, well, I mean, I'm working right now, so I can't. I'm like, "Oh, well, that sucks for you, dude. Well, excuse me." And then, well, thank God, some fucking lady came home and looked at the three of us standing there like, "What the fuck is this?" And the guy was like, "All right, man, we better get out of here." I'm like, "Yeah, y'all do that." So I went to go fucking light my joint back up. And the asshole, he gave my weed bad karma, this fucking guy. Because he passed all my shit, I went to go light it back up. And I fucking ripped the filter out by mistake like an asshole. I went to grab the back of it. And instead of grabbing it, I held on to it with my retard power. And then I pulled the filter out. Now I'm like, "Well, now I can't even fucking smoke it." So I'm like, "Forget it. Just threw it in my fucking thing." Which brings us to where we are now, right?
Yeah.
We have a treats.
We have a treat.
We have Fruity Pebbles treats, and we have Original Recipe treats. But not only do we have that, but we also have some cereal milk and some green pineapple. Now, I have not looked up green pineapple yet.
Did we?
I forgot already. I forget what it is.
Hold, please.
Yeah, please hold. Please hold. All of our representatives are currently researching what weed strain we're currently on. We got some hold music. Hold on. Please hold. Your patience. We value your patience. Damn, I fucked it up. This is fucking ridiculous. "A girl, I make another with to spend." What? We will have your results momentarily.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Pineapple Express. Oh.
Why is she reading so fast?
Because Quinn fucked her up.
All right, we're going to get a speed reader, but that's all right.
I got it.
Quinn, you don't have time to sit around and...
You're the bitch.
Yep.
Is a Sativa dominant?
Sativa. That's what I'm calling it. Sabata. That's what I'm calling it from now on.
Hybrid barrel. Is a Sativa dominant?
Sabata dominant.
Hybrid marijuana strain.
Sativa dominant.
Hybrid marijuana strain.
Yo, they say shit weird, man. Where do they find this girl at?
Train wreck.
Train wreck?
It is a real strain that you can find on the shelves of dispensaries across the country.
Mm. Please hold.
There we go.
Our results are jumbled.
I don't want to translate it.
Express is a Sativa dominant hybrid marijuana.
Sativa dominant.
Crossing train wreck with Hawaiian. While this strain rose to
train wreck and Hawaiian.
Ooh. Hey! Shout out to the podcast.
That you can find on the shelves of dispensaries across the country. Since then, this strain has become a favorite in the hearts and minds of cannabis lovers. Pineapple Express produces long-lasting...
Does Pineapple Express, it ain't the right thing.
Pineapple Express is 18% THC.
We need green pineapple. It's pineapple OG. That's what you're looking for.
Stop talking then.
Yeah, nope. She's like, yo, you wanted me to read it? Now I'm going to read the whole thing. Does it? Tell me more.
They're both going to go at the same time.
No. You're all going to die down here.
Stop fucking with my phone, baby balls.
Yeah, really, though. Get a job. Get a J-O-B.
Hey, no, asshole.
Here we go. Pineapple OG. Also known, or pineapple, also known as pineapple OG. Hybrid marijuana strain. Phenotype of Ed Rothenau's Superbud, whoever the fuck that is.
I don't know that name.
Provides stress relief, known to leave consumers feeling uplifted and relaxed. Strain features intense tropical flavors with undertones of pineapple and diesel. That it absolutely does. Let's see.
Penis.
Feel happy, energetic, and uplifted. Negatives are dry mouth, dry eyes, and headache.
Gives you a headache?
It could. Some people get a headache from it. But that happens with piney strains. Some people get migraines from piney strains.
I get a migraine, bitch. Pissed.
I don't think you will. If you were going to get a migraine from it, you would have felt something as soon as you smelled it. 13%, 1% CBG. Typically. All right, let's see what people... I love to read the reviews on these things because people leave great reviews. Finding a strain that treats lethargic depression and boosts energy without triggering anxiety or paranoia is a challenge, especially when you're prone to cannabis-induced anxiety. I used to be like that with sativas. Shit would fuck me up bad, dude. Like, shaking and shit. Like, I couldn't... Make me paranoid. Like, oh, fuck, we're gonna get wrapped up. You know, but I was hanging also with the wrong people. It's not just the weed. Setting is important, too, bro. Enter Pineapple, my current superhero. Ugh, wait, I can't read it like that. That's too many words. One way. Pineapple provides a cheerful, energetic high without racing thoughts or paranoia of some sativa dominant strains. I didn't get that far into it. I should have brought a pack of fucking papers. That would have been how I did it. Hand you the pen with some weed and papers. That's how you would do it. Damn. Well, there you go. Somebody else can have that great... I found a... My sister-in-law, I'm going to still call her that because, you know, that's what she is. I've known her since the fucking sixth grade. And, you know, I was allegedly with her sister for 17 years.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Jesus.
Because, you know, like I said before, that shit wasn't a relationship. Relationship is 50-50. You know, I got...
This was 90-10.
This was communist Russia. I got none of the information and all the propaganda. That's what I got.
And we still live in Russia.
Jen Mao Ling. Whatever her fucking name would be.
That's terrible.
I didn't call her Jen Ona Oom or whatever the fuck. That would have been worse. That would have been worse. Oh,
Jesus.
At least she let me keep some of my weed.
Yeah, what, another two?
Yep. It's ideal for afternoon use when you need a little pick-me-up. Best of all, it doesn't cause drowsiness or have a sedating come-down. Score. The smoke and smell thickness are not the greatest, but my batch just dried and cured improperly. That's why I gave it 4 out of 5.
I give it a four.
Happy, mellow, invigorating, sunny, cerebral. Look forward to trying other Pineapple Express strains. Yo.
I think I give it a 4. It's gonna do numbers.
Yo, that shit is hilarious, bro. Hey, out of that garbage can. Nasty. Get out of that garbage can. Nasty. Yeah, you gotta go out. You gotta go out. Come on.
They have our friends.
Shit, yeah. What about, can you go in the kitchen real quick while I take her outside? Let me ask them. Can't say him, you have to ask them. The PC police, you know, they patrol these
hallways. Get me!
They patrol these hallways.
She said she was gonna get you canceled. You said gay or something.
Yo, I will promote her cancellation campaign all fucking day. I will. Oh, maybe they can, you know, she can ask them because if maybe.
Tell Ryan to go in the kitchen. The dog has to go to the bathroom.
Wait. I'll come back. Wait. I like this shit. This green pineapple is alright. The price tag can fucking suck my dick, but it's alright, dude. Cereal milk, too. Yo, I took a bong rip today for the first time in a long time. Go potty. For the first time in a long time, I took a bong rip today, man. That shit, oh, that was so nice, dude. It's a nice change. I mean, I don't mind rolling up, but fuck, dude, the weed tastes different out of a bong or a bowl than it does out of a joint. But these bowls are fucking serious business. I can't hit, yo, slow the fuck down, guy. It is not weather for you to be speeding like that. It's fucking pouring out here. Because I turned into my mother. Oh, alright, you're good. Did she eat? No. Right. Get. Go over there. Go in there. Go. Go. Wait. Please hold. fucking shelf, dude. It serves no purpose all the way in the kitchen. Makes no sense to wash your hands and then touch the garbage. That's why I'm gonna use a paper towel. I'm not a fucking idiot. Almost threw my phone in the trash. Get back. Down, Simba. Sit.
Wait. Hi.
I'll be posting pictures of this bud so you can see it. Yeah, I mean, sure is pretty good, dude. The cereal milk, I said I hit this shit out of the bong. This is sativa dominant, I know that. I just read it not that long ago. I don't remember what the strains are that make it up, but this shit's good for pain. not groggy. This actually, this reminds me, the high of this cereal milk reminds me a lot of Blue Dream. And that's my shit. I love Blue Dream. Man, shit. What was I fucking mixing? I think it was Blue Dream and school lunch I was mixing together. That shit was great, dude. Plus, I want her to taste this shit. That green pineapple is pretty good too, though. Damn. Problem is, the price tag is much higher on this shit, dude. But honestly, I knew that. I saw that shit coming, bro. Whatever. Lucked out for a little while. Had it a little cheaper than I should have got it for. So I can't complain. Gotta fucking pay up, bro. I don't know how this cereal milk breaks out. So I just grabbed the big bud. Should have waited, but I'm not going crazy with this shit. Because it's better bud, so I don't have to. Gotta get a new grinder, bro. Well, this will be the first time I'm doing all that shit. I'm getting a freeze pipe. Because I can't choke off these regular bowls anymore. So I'm going to give freeze pipe a shot. They say they're different. So we're going to see. But I can't do that shit right this second. This shit is really purple, dude. I don't know what the fuck that means. Why is it like that? I gotta look into what happens when you grow this shit and why is it certain colors? Because I don't understand. But I can learn. I would highly recommend both of these strains, though. If you can find them. Cereal milk. Whoa, shit. And green pineapple. The green pineapple, you can smell pineapple in the bag, bro. That's crazy. Because the smell is funky at first, and then you get the aftermath of a pineapple smell. And a fruity taste to it. Okay, so I was right originally. I went a little bigger than I wanted to. This is, the two buds are definitely different in the way they break up. This cereal milk is a little more fluffy, I guess you would say. That's a shame. Who controls that brain? I don't know if we can change the time. I know that was me, but I murdered place. Alright. Cereal milk. Would you like to do the honors, man? Buster's a bitch if you want to do his fucking face.
Who that?
Tupac. Well, this is Yaki Gaddafi right now. You know how this motherfucker got it? Filthy. They caught him in East Orange, West Orange, one of the oranges, going into his girlfriend's apartment. He knocks on her door. They wait for her to open the door up, and then somebody ran behind him and blew his fucking brains out. You know? Horrible. 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 Piece of shit, whoever did that. You're a scumbag, bro. You could have got, if you had to get him, you could have got him before you open, she opened the door, dog. Like, it's filthy. Ugh. It's the streets, I guess. Terrible. What you think, yeah? I really like it, too, though. Can't even.
Tastes just like the pen.
Does it? That's crazy. Yo, he was showing me
a little bit different.
Me and fucking Al were talking about. He was like, "Oh, look at this Gary Payton." I mean, man, that strain is garbage. And he went, "What?" I went, "Dude, I've had the pen and the bud. That shit is nothing to write home about, dog." Gary Payton is a fucking ripoff of Wedding Cake. No, back out of the garbage, dude. Stop. It's weed, bro. It smells like cake, but the cake ain't coming, sweetheart. Does that make you feel a little better? Huh? You know, when they get older, the bigger dogs, their joints hurt just like us. Yo, I'm gonna get you some fucking. I'm gonna get you some Lazarus Natural CBD treats. Go ahead, come on. Go ahead.
All the way.
She tries to sneak.
All the way.
She tries to sneak. But she acts like...
It's like I gotta be mean and, like, shove her down and yeah. Shit.
You mean don't lick the plate, you psycho? It's like, oh, shit, there was food there once upon a time. I'm licking it, licking it. So as far as...
You can't eat these.
Nope.
You cannot eat them.
No. No. You cannot feed the dog to
him. I'm not paying like $300 just for the vet to tell me
you're high.
Really high.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. No, bro. You think she got the munchies now? Oh, my God. I cannot imagine.
Can you put these in the drawer, please?
Yeah. I cannot imagine this dog's going.
That's my chocolate. No. Yeah. And put this in there, too. I forgot this was on the bed.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Not today. Logan will kill me.
Oh my
the
God.
Pud would murder me.
Yeah.
You know when he goes to me the other day? Yesterday? We were on the couch, we were watching.
Lay down now. Come on.
We were watching Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, when I'm 18, she'll be 18. I'm like, I don't think she'll, like, last. I was like, you maybe get her to, like, 15, 16.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. But
17.
If,
really?
If, like, real, that's really pushing it, considering her temperament is already bad. I mean, she'd have to go into the equivalent of an old folks' home for dogs. She'd have to, like, come to my house where there's no kids, everything's quiet. I'd bring her down a quiet road where she could pee and shit and fucking bring her back into, like, do her like I did Samora. Towards the end, she was like Joe Pesci in The Irishman in the end of the fucking movie, Samora was. You know, just strolling right, like I can only walk around, I can only walk down the sidewalk.
I can only go so far, sir.
I can only go down the sidewalk and back, that's all I got left in me, but take me, I want to go, I want to see the outside one more time. You know, that's what, every time I took her out, that's what it felt like. Terrible.
I have one more time, sir.
Yeah, please, sir. Walk me some more. Yeah, you caught that? I swear to God, these dogs are more like people than they are fucking dogs.
I know. She'll come up to you and burp in your face.
For, like a human
like
would.
Like a human.
Yeah.
Like one of the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. She's like one of the kids. She really is. Stop eating the garbage can. Okay. If you really, like, her... Eeyore voice is definitely how I picture her in my head, yo, because she's big and kind of doofy a little bit. So what she's doing, so she's like, okay, I won't eat the garbage, I guess.
Oh, you're on the cigarettes. Get off the cigarettes. Okay.
But I really want to.
Don't scratch me in the face, please. You got that fall.
Yeah.
She used to get Quinn in the face. It used to look like he was like one of them, like he's been through war.
He looked like, oh, motherfucker. Looked like Michael K. Williams. Yeah, Boardwalk Empire. Yeah. Yo, he's a bad motherfucker, man. Yo, fuck heroin. Fuck heroin. On some real shit, fuck heroin, dude. Like, I mean, everybody says that, but like, I mean, like, yo, this shit. Ugh, I hate that shit, yo. That guy was amazing. That guy was an amazing actor, and it sucks that he's dead now because of fucking heroin, dude. That blows. He was just on Jim and Sam's show, like, a week before he died, something like that. He did an interview with them. They were talking about The Wire because Jimmy loves The Wire. And he played Omar, who was a stick-up guy. You ever seen The Wire? All right, well, Omar was a stick-up kid that would rob... He was a drug addict, drug dealer who robbed drug addicts. He was like the Robin Hood of the fucking hood out there, man.
Yes, I see your paw. I see it. I see it.
Like in one episode, he crashed a fucking card game. And, you know, like. Dude was crazy, but. He was just talking about it. It's because some of the craziness is gone.
No,
she misses playing with the boys. Because they run around and get crazy. She doesn't like to get crazy a lot, but a little bit.
Her. Her. Her.
I don't want to burn your face, baby.
Okay, not him.
She acts like she's small. She's very large. Like, she's not a Great Dane, but...
Oh, God.
Chocolate Labs are not small dogs.
All right, come. All right, do nice. Back up. Come on.
Oh.
Oh, well, all right, don't get too crazy, because you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Alright. You don't.
Alright, chill now. Chill. 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 Bring your energy down, girl. Bring your energy down. Chill. Right. Chill. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. I don't know if this shit actually works or not, but it says if you want them to calm down, you're supposed to pet them calmly and try to... You're supposed to try to induce your calm energy onto them, because when you get hyped, they get hyped. So if you're chill, they're chill. That's the science behind it, apparently. I am not a dog whisperer. Oh, how you doing the ears? That's it. You know what's hilarious? You know what she sounds like? You know what she exactly sounds like? Lurch. She sounds exactly like Lurch.
Okay, yeah. Right. It's a good boy.
That's hilarious. Dude, I found a new pizza spot today, and I would love to tell you about it, but you know what sucks about having enemies? Like, I can't even, because then this motherfucking clown is going to send people there, you know what I'm saying? Because that's annoying, bro, but this place is fucking awesome. Once I leave here, and I'm not coming back to this area, I'll talk about this place, but yo, I know it's probably because I would like to say, while I was eating it, I'm like, you only think this is this good because you're fucking starving right now. And I was like, yeah, but no. It's like real pizza. This is like the start. You know what this place was, dude? I'll be honest. It's not the best pizza I've ever had, but it's the starter kit to like where good pizza is. This place would be like the beginning journey of this way for good pizza. Like, I'm talking about official pizza, bro. Not bullshit. Not garbage pizza. Because there's a place not far from here. You walk into this joint, bro, and it smells fucking amazing. You can smell the basil, parsley in the air. Like, and it doesn't smell burnt, it smells fresh. So when you walk in this place, you think if the pizza smells half as good as the ingredients that they're using, if it tastes and smells half as good.
Are you seriously in my sleeve, on my robe, licking the inside of
it? Ew. You're gross, huh?
You are gross. Okay, eventually my hands starting to get tired.
Yep.
I'm constantly rubbing you.
Yep.
You're too hungry. It's okay. You're good. Man, your fucking nails hurt, bro.
It's like, who's next? Who's next? You. You're here. You. Touch me. Love me. Touch me. Love me. Fucking wild, though. But the pizza's not, it's not, it does not, it smells are deceiving sometimes. Unfortunately, the pizza is just that. It's just regular fucking takeout pizza, dude. When I order from a fucking pizza joint, dude, I expect it to taste like something I can't make myself. I haven't figured out the oven directions to how to make a goddamn pizza.
Jesus.
But I'm...
It's not at the oven, you know what it is?
What is it?
It's the toaster oven.
Ah.
The toaster oven.
Well, if that's what it is, then I gotta nail that. If I'm gonna do that, because...
That's what they make.
What?
Toaster oven. And a toaster together.
What? For real? Yeah, I need to get that. Because, dude, I'm telling you, man. But no, this place... Right. This place, you can't... I can't make this shit myself, bro. Like, the slice was perfect, dude. I ate the crust and everything. And usually the crust is too hard to eat it. But the pizza was just soft enough that I could eat the crust.
Be careful with her ears.
Yeah. Well, I'm rubbing the outside.
Oh, I know, but sometimes she'll get sensitive. She'll cry.
Yeah. I know. I don't want to make her cry. Because then you rub it too much. I know. It's like jamming the Q-tip too far in your ear.
She have water?
Yeah. I gave her water with her food. I mean, think about it. How long has it been since she's been up on your bed with you? Probably years.
Since Quinn.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, but she was a puppy like fucking. She's older now. Now she's bellowed out more than. My good damn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on. No. I'm gonna knock me over.
Fucking tank. What?
I said, let me jump off the bed and take everything out.
Yeah, that's alright. I mean, you know, it's gonna happen. Hobson has put out some really good shit lately. This ain't new. It's new-ish. Yo, this is ridiculous. I gotta put this fucking mix together, dude.
I did it.
You did it?
I unclogged the toilet.
Nice. I didn't know it was called.
Mom's Drugs?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Damn. So, if you had to choose,
what?
Which one would you pick? If you had to pick one strain, the green pineapple or the cereal milk, which would you choose?
Cereal.
Yeah?
No, go away. Go away. No. Go lay down. No. 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 Go lay down. Love me.
Damn, please, please, please.
I wish I had a ball. I'd throw the ball for you, but I don't have a ball.
I was right about to... I'm going to have to get one. Next time I leave, I'm going to get one. Because you know what? I got to get them fucking applications printed out anyway.
I
got to
get her the, you know, the milk, the twisty white ones. Not the fucking ones with the meat on it. That one she got it with.
Well, yo, shit.
But she chews them for, like... After a while, she'll get, like, when she gets, like, one of the twisties off, that's it. She's done.
Done.
With it.
Yeah. Like, all right. What about one of them big-ass, like, pig hide, cow hide ones, no? They get wrapped up in their stomach, right?
No. She diarrheas.
Oh, shit. So what can she have?
The white ones.
The little ones?
Yeah, but they make them bigger for bigger guys.
They do? All right, I was going to say, because she'll choke on the little ones like a chicken bone.
Yeah. And her dad gets the little ones from Dollar Tree. Like, she can't have those.
Yeah.
Like, that's like fucking a, choke on it, you
that's
fucking
a
moron.
Toothpick for her. She'll try to eat that whole shit in one bite.
The whole thing fits in her mouth, and it's like, oh my God, please. I don't know how to give the CPR to a dog.
But yeah, she looked like she's in the Flintstones with that fucking thing in her mouth, man.
Fire Country.
What is it? I'm trying to think, yo. I'm about to.
It's almost, to, I guess, to the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody, this serial arsonist is going around setting fires, but
oh shit,
throwing them off so they think it's a firefighter.
Oh shit.
Setting these fires.
Because they got knowledge and all that.
Yeah, they got knowledge of how to cover up their tracks.
That's crazy. Somebody could just be highly studied.
And you know those torch machines that we saw them using to start fires, brush fires?
Yo, what? HBO is $10 a month now? Yo. Stop playing. I'm probably...
Stop. What does that fine print at the bottom say?
Subscription required for The Last of Us. But it says plan start at $9.99 a month. That's probably HBO with ads, probably.
That's with ads. Yes.
I'm not doing ads, bro.
I hate ads.
Yeah, fuck that. I think... You know what I think the move is?
I think you could pay for Paramount Plus without ads, but Dad got it free with,
with
this
ads.
Is Walmart.
Yeah.
Plus lineup.
You know what, though? I think the move might be canceling Hulu and getting HBO. Keep Netflix because, you know what, I'm going to go on Netflix tonight. As soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go on Netflix and I'm going to take a book and see what they got. Because it's basically, it's one or the other.
The only thing that I use Hulu for is what Dad doesn't get, I don't think, is FX.
Yeah, me too.
FX, we don't get.
FX, that's the only thing I use
it
for.
And then there's one TV series that I watch on here. This show, first.
Which one?
This one.
The Great?
Yeah, The Great. Fucking
hell. I think you would like it. You know a show I don't like that everybody likes? Game of Thrones.
I don't
care for that show.
I don't care for everything.
Like, not even a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
like, yo, the only, like, Merlin can live. But even that is like, yeah. Like, you know, it's all right.
The closest that I came to the medieval king is, like, that one person.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Doctor Who and all that shit, but I don't, that's not my go-to is fucking action, man.
This was
comedy
the best
action.
This was a good one.
Last Man Standing. Yeah, that shit was actually surprisingly funny.
I loved it.
I liked it a lot more than I thought. I thought it was going to be corny and all that, but, you know, him taking the role that he took was like, all right, you know what? I can see that.
I see you.
But, I don't know, you know, I can't believe that dude got caught up with a key of coke back in the day. Tim Allen did. Got caught on a plane. Caught on a plane with a kilo of fucking coke and ratted. Ratted and then ran back to Hollywood. Famous. What are you gonna do? Don't sell a coke to Tim Allen, bro. What are you doing? What'd you think was gonna happen? You think he was gonna keep his mouth shut? Get the fuck out of here. What was the name of the show? Tool Time. Yeah, it's Tool Time, alright.
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, yeah. Where's the mic set, sir?
No.
Pretty Woman. What? The Equalizer. That shit's alright.
This is stupid.
Yeah, it looks like it would be ridiculous. I did not.
Georgia rules. Oh my god, this is hilarious.
The town I did not care for.
That's that movie where he goes, all right. I got a problem or I got a job.
I think
I need your help.
If that's the movie, I think it is. I think it's like
I
the Prohibition.
I need your help, and you can never ask me about it. And, whose car are we taking?
I don't know, maybe. I could be thinking of a different movie.
Yeah, it is.
It is? Alright, hold on, let me see. Oh. Yeah, no, I was thinking of a different movie. The Departed, that shit's good. Training
Day.
Is
this fucking 13 years old
already? Oh my god. Yo.
Look how young he is, though.
I know. It's crazy. You're fucking old. That's wild.
I know, me and Chris were talking about that. She couldn't believe how, he's gonna be graduating soon.
What?
Yep.
No. Okay. Don't do this to me.
Yes.
No way.
Yes. That's... No, all I felt was she said that. Was...
Not this year, next year, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, because there's no way. There's no way they're seniors in high school already. There's no fucking
way. No, I think next year.
Yeah, they must. Yo, that's crazy. Remember when they were born, man?
It's their birthday.
Yo, how about y'all ran to the hospital while I was working at Hess? You remember that?
Yep.
Y'all stopped at the Hess to be like, that's a water broke.
We gotta go
to the hospital. We'll let you know what happens when you get off work. Because I worked the graveyard shift. So, just when I'm getting home, there should be some kind of news. Damn, that's fucking crazy, dude. Put these kids on the bus for fucking elementary school.
Like their asses.
Yeah, dude. I got peed on. For real. Justin pissed on me. Thought it was the funny, after I just got done saying, people were like, yo, you shouldn't, you know.
Know
those things, always been a little lost, and it still might be life's hard, but it's okay. Watching the comments, you don't need eyes for Virgo. I don't think that's the same movie, though. of the... No, that's End of Dead Horizon, End of Horizon, some kind of horizon.
No, the
Deepwater Horizon is about that BP oil. Oh, shit.
And how they were cutting corners.
Yeah.
Like that whole day before.
Yo, that documentary you watched last night. That you watched last night. Do you think there's... Do you think there's anything other than alcohol involved?
No.
You don't think so?
I think drug cartels are involved with someone.
No, I meant with the kids going on the boat.
Oh.
Because I was thinking, I put a lot of thought into this, right? Now,
no, he had to be on other drugs.
To drink that much, you would to have your blood 3 times the legal limit and be able to walk the way that he was. You gotta be on some other shit. That kid was doing meth too, or coke. Something else was happening. Because why else? You know what? Well, we shouldn't have got back on the boat. We shouldn't have got back on the boat. If it was just liquid, y'all were already on land. You could have had somebody come get you. If you were worried about being found drunk, you would have just waited a couple hours, slept it up, ate something, and then found a way to get home. Instead, you're on some other shit, and you don't want to be had by your fucking parents, so you get back on the boat. Plus, he's got more shit, right? That's got to... Dude, it's the only way it makes sense to me, man. Now, I don't know, dude. I wasn't there, clearly. But this whole story is crazy. This family just murders people, apparently. Like, but that's not new. This shit happens all the time. The housekeeper got whacked. I don't know why. They're trying to say...
Oh, the housekeeper got whacked because...
She found pills.
She found his pill habit. Nobody knew about.
Yo.
Everybody knew about it.
Everybody knew.
Everybody knew about it. And
you don't pop pills at that level where you're hiding them?
I think they were trying to get him off of it, and she found his stash.
Yep.
And she went to rat him out, and he got mad.
Yep.
Yeah, this happened. This explosion happened on April 20th, 2010.
Jesus, terrible. Yeah, I'm gonna go on Netflix and see what's on.
All the people that played
on. Let's see what's on. I know this guy. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Ian Suplee. I know him from a couple of shows. Chance is good. You might like that.
He plays the BP guy. Yep. He plays one of the BP guys.
John Malkovich, he's good. I like him. Peter Berg is good, too. I've seen him in things.
She was good.
Gina Rodriguez. I don't know her yet. Let me see the other people at the top.
Mark Wahlberg, he was in it.
I know him. Kurt Russell, I've seen. That guy, I'm not sure. James Dumont, maybe. He looks like he would have played a cop in some movie I'd had to have seen. He just has that face to him. Unless is he a Bear Kids dad? Is one of the cops? Or no, I'm thinking of a skinny built guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Because, I mean... Look, I watched American Horror Story, but I'm not seeking it out to watch new seasons, so that's out. Outside of Mr. In Between, and Horace and Pete, that's what I use Hulu for. That's what Hulu is for, FX. Narrow story of a crew, deep water, out of control explosion, fire aboard the oil rig 40 miles out to sea. Oh shit, wait, this is real? It actually happened?
Yeah, April 20th, 2010, it happened.
Oh wait, you're still talking about the same thing?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about a... Okay.
It's got actual footage.
Oh shit, that's hard.
And photos.
Yeah.
And this is from the crew. How the crew escaped.
Oh, shit.
Because there was no warning when this shit exploded.
Bro, I would not.
Like, they were fighting, like, the rig guys were fighting with BP. Like, yo, we need to shut down, we need to make repairs. But, oh, if it's bringing up oil, but numbers weren't adding up. And then fucking, I think something came up and hit into one of the fucking the lines that are sucking the shit up from under the, in the ocean.
You think it'd be better to be stuck 40 miles out in the ocean, or you're 40 miles in a facility that's on land, but you're 40 miles away from, like, you're 40 miles into this facility, like, that? What do you think sucks worse? Like, what your chance of survival, which is better?
Yeah, but this was 40 miles out, and from Florida, you could see this on fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's sharks out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean...
Yeah, but you got fucking whatchamacallit. They got all, like, they're not, like, the blow-up rescue boats that you get into. These are, like, kind of, like, they're dome boats, kind of.
Ew.
Yeah, and but everybody crowds in them.
Like a Jetsons car?
Yeah.
But on water.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah, I don't like that at all. That sounds like a terrible place to be. You met how many people are on that?
A lot of
people die. You figure it's a how long is that thing?
What?
It's pretty big, the oil rig, right? So you got to figure there's got to be what,
this
20
is like
guys?
A whole moving.
That's what I'm saying. Is how many people? No, hundreds.
I'm showing you. All right, I'll pull up.
How many people you
wait,
think
I'll
going?
Wait, I'll pull up the trailer.
Yeah. Doesn't it say how many people you think are, like, how many of those pods are there? Is this a Titanic kind of situation?
No, this thing moves around in the ocean going from place to place where you suck up oil.
Oh, shit. So they're taking it out of the oil, out of the ocean.
At, like, wherever it comes out of.
So they're fragging.
So
yeah.
It will show you it.
Yeah. I don't agree with that shit. I don't think they should be doing that. Because, yo, you're basically, you're going to create a earth. If I don't understand shit for science, dude. I don't. But here's my logic. If the plates under the earth move and there are earthquakes in California, right? Then think about it. Why would you go in the ocean and dig in there where you don't even know where the fucking plates are at in the earth? You're going to dig, or you're going to create, like, some kind of... How you know you're not going to create, like, some kind of fucking black hole of suction type of shit? I don't know, bro. I sound like a fucking retard now, but you see what I'm trying to say? You go digging around in the ocean, man. How you know you're not going to drain this whole planet like a bathtub? You don't know that. Something happened to Mars. It could have been that.
See, this is the thing.
All right, let's...
That's what they live on.
Oh, fuck that.
Now that moves all around in the ocean.
That big ass thing?
Wait.
Ensure those moving parts are functioning as means to their proper win for all of us.
And it's more.
Hey, come closer to him. Look at those eyes.
No.
That is a genuine dinosaur tooth.
She's gonna flip out. Good man, Mike. Is there someone at Chitara?
Oh, hell no.
Mike, what is that? Is everything okay?
Oh, shit. How the fuck do you survive that?
Mayday, mayday. This is deep water horizon. What's wrong?
Towards the west.
That's crazy. I could do without the music, but I get it. That's nuts, dude.
Now watch this part. This is this asshole. This is a part of the movie.
Walk with me, Mike.
Where are we headed?
Burger from BP Company.
Shit, I got hamsters on. Yes.
Give me some.
Did you brush your teeth this morning?
Oh, yes, sir.
What?
Ugly. Not number.
Did you cough? No. What?
Save you a lot of pain and money in the long run, I'll tell you.
Shit, Jesus. Oh, he's about to go over there. What do you think I think of the rain? He's going to have to send home and out to a shit. That was all that to be.
Hey, what's the matter? Well, you owe him a lot of money? Come on, Mike, stay on my head.
Yeah, baby.
Don, look around if you want. You'll see your boss man. Oh,
well, Don Madrin and Bob Kaluza.
Welcome back, Mr. Jim.
Oh, yeah. So, we got all 500 feet of cement for it.
Yep.
The cement's the only thing between us and the blowout.
And it's cured.
Yes.
Had enough time on it. Takes time to do it right. I mean, that cement job is compromised and everything above it is too.
Well, it's not compromised. Houston doesn't have a problem.
So I assume the Schlumberger guys said the same. Cement bomb log they ran said the same, yeah.
We are confident in the integrity of our cement job, are we not?
Well, we're quite comfortable with the integrity.
They think cement is going to work in the fucking ocean.
Yeah, just like my granddad.
You see, my granddad, he never even went to Dennis because he didn't want to know all what was wrong because then he'd have to deal with it.
You don't want to know if that cement job on this well is shit because you're 43 days and $50 million over budget.
You really should include yourself in that, Mr. Jimmy.
BP picked this spot to drill, Bob. Consequences of that's on you guys. Of course, I got to try to deal with those consequences, so yeah, I'm included. The point is, you sent the testing team home before they could do their job, maybe give y'all some news y'all didn't want to hear. What would it cost you to run that test, $125,000?
You're a $180 billion company and you're cheap. And that's why we're a $186 billion company.
You worry about those bills.
I worry about my rig. My crew lives on it. You just rent it. Don, yep. You and I both know we need some downtime for maintenance. Mike, how many of our machines need repair?
390, Mr. Jimmy.
390.
Yes, sir. Almost 10% of all machinery aboard.
Name a few from you.
A few?
I would love to hear exactly what piece of mission-critical equipment I'm down.
Shit, where do I start? A drilling chair, process station 18, BOP control pods, telephone system, pipe rack system, GPS antenna, direct TV system, wireless internet, iron lift neck, top drive rack back system, auxiliary drill wedge control, saltwater service pump, smoke alarms, and a galley. The reason why you're sweating so hard is because the compressor of the AC on this bed are down, too.
Everything but the toilets, huh?
No, you got problems there, too, but I don't do shitters. That's engineering.
Who are you?
Mike Williams, Chief ET.
I'm going to tell you like I told your executives on the chopper ride in and how about the timing of that visit.
We're going to properly secure this well for a production platform coming right after us and start pumping along. Unfortunately, to do it properly takes time.
43 days.
44 days.
Who's down to Bob?
45 days. 46 days.
How about you, Bob? Oh.
I can't run a cement log. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to run a negative pressure test before we do anything else.
Do you really think we need to?
I really think we need one, Bob, and so should you.
Especially since we got no idea whether this well is stable or not.
Hey, dial tone. He's looking up. Mr. Anderson, it's Mr. Jimmy. We're going to run a negative pressure test. Start tripping out 3,000 feet of pipe. Thank you.
So that's what happened. They went cheap. Why the fuck would you think cement would work in the ocean?
No, cement is what they call it. Trucks to help
save the day.
Stretch the weekend. That's what they call it.
Paul or Tom.
Just about. about to say, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. That's what I was talking about, yo.
Yeah.
there and secure that thing. It does.
Damn.
Securing them so it doesn't collapse and kill everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked up. Mexico, 4.9 million barrels. Holy shit. That's fucking crazy. Killed 11 people. That's it. Surprising wasn't more. Four months, 4 weeks, and 2 days. Declared steel in September 19th. Days it took to come into this. Look, everybody's our fucking age. The oldest motherfucker in here is a year older than I am.
No, 56.
Oh shit, no, my still though.
The youngest is 24.
That's crazy.
No, 22.
That's crazy.
That's sad. Oh, hello.
What the fuck? We're going into fucking Cinemax late night? What's happening?
I don't know.
Holy shit.